Now, last week we were talking about patience. And we talked about last week how there is a space between where God made promises and God fulfilled the promises through Jesus. And now there's a space between where God has already given you everything and between you receiving it. And you receive it by speaking words of faith. So you speak words of faith. And what that means is you say, I have health. Even if you don't have health, you're saying, by words of faith, I have health. And that's not lying, and that's not hypocritical. That is called speaking the words of faith. You're speaking the words of God, and you are basically speaking over your life the promises of God. You are saying, I have prosperity.
Amen.
Even if there's $2 in the bank, you're saying, I have prosperity. So you are speaking these words of faith. And that's why I talked about patience being required last week, because we have to bridge this gap between where Jesus fulfilled all the promises of God, meaning he's already given them to you, God has already done everything he needs to do, and you receiving them. And you have to stay in that faith, because if you lose patience, then you stop speaking the words of faith and you start to grumble and say, I don't have it. I'm not feeling well. I'm not doing good. And now you begin to speak something else over your life, and that gap never gets closed. The only way the gap can get closed is if we keep speaking the words of faith. We're speaking what God has promised us and God has fulfilled. And by us saying that in our life and saying it over our lives, now that gap is becoming shorter and smaller and smaller. And pretty soon we now have it. Now we take it by faith, meaning we have it as soon as we say, I have healing. We take it already. So in our minds and in our hearts, we have to understand, I already am rich. I already am healthy. I already am in a great relationship. I already have it. So everything God already promised, God already gave, when you speak the words of faith, you believe that you receive, and now you have what God has given. You may not see it in the physical, but that's where the patience comes in, because it's going to manifest. If you stick with that in patience, you will have what God has given. He is faithful. He has already done it all. He has already given it all, meaning that you have the prosperity. You are rich. You are healthy. You are happy. You are joyous. You are living the blessed life, a favored life. You are walking in abundance.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
You are walking in abundance. So this is what you need to understand as you speak those words of faith. Some people start to feel like, oh, I'm lying. Oh, I got to be honest. I got to be honest with myself and speak, you know, what really is going on in my life. But let me give an example of that, because when we get into that kind of mentality where we got to speak the honesty, what is the truth? What God has done is the truth. What God has said is the truth. What God has fulfilled through Jesus is the truth. Meaning that everything else you're speaking is the illusion. Everything else you're speaking is the falsity. Everything else you're speaking is not who you are and is not where God wants you to be. A good example of that, let's say you're feeling cold. And now you want to be honest and start to tell everybody how cold you are. So you tell them how your fingers are feeling like they're getting frostbite. And you tell them how your toes are getting frostbite. And you say how you think you're getting hypothermia. And you go around telling everybody you know how cold you are. Man, I am freezing to death. I think I'm getting hypothermia. Man, I am just really cold here. And now your friend begins to speak to you about how cold you are. Yeah, you are really cold. Man, you could die from this. You could freeze to death if you stay this cold. This is awful. Oh my goodness. And they begin to tell their other friends. And pretty soon we have a group of people talking about how cold you are. Has anything changed in your life? Chances are you're feeling more cold because that's what you're focused on and that's what you're talking about. But you haven't begun to warm up yet. You haven't begun to receive any heat yet because you're focused on the wrong thing. You're speaking about the cold. And what you need to do is begin to take action to step into the warmth, to step into the light of God. Now you begin to speak about the heat. You begin to speak about the warmth of the sun. You begin to talk about that great jacket that you have ordered online and it's going to be there tomorrow that's got the fur lining. And you begin to think about how you are warming up. You start to rub your hands together and you say, wow, I can really feel the heat coming on now. Whoa, I'm getting hot. And now you begin to tell your friends about how warm you are getting. Man, my fingers are starting to feel really good now. Oh, I'm getting hot. I'm starting to feel a sweat coming on. That's what I got going on here, because I'm getting warm. Now, do you see the difference there? Because we use that every day when we have a problem, when we have some, we realize suddenly a bill comes in and we don't got the money to pay for it. We talk about how short we are and how we don't have any money. And it's the same as talking about how cold we are and never doing anything about warming up. It's the same thing when we're all alone and we feel like we'll never have a relationship. And so we talk about how lonely we are and we complain about how lonely we are. And guess what? We just feel more alone. And what we got to do is the exact opposite, because you can't warm up by talking about the cold. You warm up by starting to talk about hey, I'm taking a trip to Miami. I'm going to be laying in the sun. Woo! Now you start to move in a direction where you begin to warm up. Just talking about it doesn't change it. And this is the way the Word of God works for us too. If we continue to speak over our lives what we think is the truth, which is really an illusion, which is not at all what God has said to us, and we think we're being honest with ourselves, what we end up doing is just speaking more of the same over our life, and we're not stepping into and changing our life to have the goodness that God wants us to have. God wants us to have goodness in our life. God wants us to have blessing in our life. God has said, you are blessed. Multiply and be fruitful. That is his will for you. But we've got to get on board with him, and we've got to realize that that's when we begin to speak the truth, when we speak the words of God. And that's when things begin to change, when we begin to talk about what we want. I want to go to Miami and warm up. I'm going to put on that fur jacket. I thank God for his heat coming into me, because that's his love and his power coming into me. You see, there's a total difference there. And that simple analogy about thinking about it, hopefully that's going to keep you on track during this week, that you're going to think about that little analogy. Should I be talking about the cold? Should I be telling people how cold I am? Because that ain't going to change a single thing. Or you can start doing something and working with God and talking about the heat that's coming into your life, the Holy Spirit that begins to move into you and starts to warm you up and starts to transform you, and all the great things that are happening and all the great things that God is bringing into your life, so that you can have that warm, hot, you know, feeling good body that God wants you to have. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, this week, I want to continue on, because last week we talked about patience. I want to talk today about resistance. And we're going to continue on in resistance because, and you might wonder, how is that related to patience? I think you'll begin to understand that. Now, resistance is something very important that we need. But quite often what people do is they begin to resist the wrong things. Have you ever noticed it's very easy for people to resist God? People right away, sometimes their first reaction when you meet them is to resist God. And they'll also, along the line, as they're resisting God, they begin to resist love. They begin to resist help. They begin to resist blessing. They begin to resist healing. And they start to fight against it. They don't want it in their life, and they will really struggle and fight against having God come in their life. Because when God comes in our life, he brings the blessing and he brings the flavor. So if we're resisting God, we are resisting all of the good things that we really want in our life. Why do we do that? Why do we so quickly and so easily resist God? You hear people say this the minute something goes wrong. Why is God punishing me? We already are resisting his will. He never said he wants to punish us. He wants to bless us. That's his will. And yet right away, we're so quick to turn and begin to resist him. And we don't want to get into that fact. Now, we do want to resist, but not God. We want to resist forces of darkness. We want to, listen to this. This is James chapter 4, verse 7. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. Now, let's talk about the devil a little bit, because sometimes what we see is a big red monster with horns and a big pointy tail, and we think this creature, this character, has all kinds of power, can be all kinds of places. They do not have the power of God. They do not. They cannot be omnipresent like God in all places at once. They cannot have all that power. This character does not have that. So what that tells us is there's not one devil or Satan, as we like to think about. There are many characters in that place, and I like to call them forces of darkness. That's kind of the umbrella term that I use. And what that means is God is in the light, and everything under God is under that light, under that truth, under that goodness, under that love, under that blessing. And the forces of darkness, what I characterize under that, is everything that is under fear, anxiety, sickness, everything that is opposite of God. We have these two things. So we have darkness, we have light. Right? So we have these two alternative sides. So I like to kind of think of it that way, because it's not just one character, you know, and we get into a lot of trouble when we start to have that false understanding about one character. We also give them the same power as God, and they don't have that power. In fact, you have more power than they do. You have more power than the forces of darkness. Say amen to that. You have more power than the forces of darkness do. There is nothing that can come and take away from you what God has given. You have the power to resist it. You have the power to cast it out. You have the power to change it. And that's what I'm talking about resisting, is resisting the right things. Don't resist God, who wants to bring love into your life. I want you to stand up and begin to use the authority and the power that God has given you to resist the forces of darkness. Resist anything that's trying to come upon your life and steal what God has given you. Let me read this other verse here. This is in John chapter 10, verse 10. And it says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." It's talking about those forces of darkness. They do not come into your life except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Why? Because they own nothing. The forces of darkness have no power. They have no possessions. They do not own anything. They do not have rights to anything. They do not have a birthright to anything, meaning that they do not have anything because they are not of God and they're not with God. And God is the one that bestows upon you your birthright and your blessing and your goodness. So everything that is opposite or away or separated from God has no power and no goodness. But they will come to steal because they are liars and deceivers. And they will begin to try to take away from you what God has given you. And I want you today to get into the spirit of using the authority that you have to resist darkness. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And we need to step into that understanding. Now, a few weeks ago, I talked about you having the power of angel armies on your side, and that you can call upon angel armies to come down, legions of angel armies to come down and work upon you. And this is the second thing where we need to assert our authority in the proper way so that we can walk in the blessing of God. And it requires resistance. Resisting what is not of God. That means if God has said you're healed and you speak the words of faith to bridge that gap, you say, "I am healed," what do you normally see very quickly happening? Suddenly you start feeling like, "Gee, I think I've got a sore throat." "Gee, I'm saying I'm healed, but man, why is my nose starting to run? Boy, I think I've got a fever now that I'm speaking those words of faith." And this is what quite often happens. Why? Because when you spoke the words of faith, you took the promise of God and you said, "It's mine. I have it. Thank you, God." And now right away, the forces of darkness, the thieves, come and they try to take it away from you. And if they can convince you that, "Oh, you do have a fever. Oh, you are feeling sick. Oh, you're not strong enough to receive the promises of God. That's only for special people, not for you." Then they can trick you into taking it away. And they'll try to steal away from you your authority and your power. They do not have the ability to do that unless you let them. You have the authority and the power. Say amen to that.
Amen.
God restored all that when he came down on the earth as Jesus. He restored it. Remember in the beginning, God gave them power and authority with Adam and Eve. He gave them that power, and then they were tricked, deceived, and they gave it away, so they no longer had the power anymore. But then God had a plan, and he came down and walked on the earth as Jesus, and he conquered and overcame all temptations and all darkness and all demons and all falsity. Why? So he could have that power, but he did not keep that power. He bestowed that power upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You have the authority. You have the power. So now what am I saying? I'm saying that the minute you take what God has given by faith, you now begin to need to resist the forces of darkness. Because they're going to come at you, and they're going to come strong. Now, some of you might be saying, well, why doesn't God do something about it? I'm getting sick. Why doesn't God do something? God already did do something. God did everything. He said the promises, he fulfilled the promises, and he gave you the authority to resist the darkness.
Amen.
It's now in your hands. You have the power and the authority of God in Jesus' name to resist darkness. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That means, and remember, Jesus said, you want to rebuke spirits, cast out demons in Jesus' name. You want to get rid of that darkness out of your life. You need to continue to use that power. The same way I was talking about calling upon angels and having them come into your life to assist you, we need you also to use the authority and power that God has given you to resist anything that tries to come upon you. Now, some people have a misconception, and they will start to think like this. They will say, well, something has happened in my life. Oh, God is trying to teach me something, and I will be able to learn from this. Something bad has happened to your life because somebody is trying to take away what God has given you. Don't get duped into believing that this is a learning lesson. Stand up with the power and authority that you have and rebuke the falsity that's trying to steal what's your birthright. You have a birthright that you are blessed and that you are healed and that you have the goodness of God and the favor of God. And when anything tries to take that away, don't start to ponder it and think, oh, let me just embrace this problem and I'm going to think about it and I'm going to try to learn what God is trying to teach me here. God is not trying to teach you through that. What God is trying to do is he's trying to give you the blessing, and something else from the forces of darkness trying to come in and take the blessing, and you're to stand up and say, I'm not going to let it happen. But if you start thinking, oh, I'm going to learn something, guess what? You've just been tricked into receiving the forces of darkness and dwelling with them. No, cast them out immediately. Cast them out. Do not wait a minute. Do not wait a day. If you see a symptom of a cold or a flu, cast it out. If sadness or fear starts to come upon you, cast it out. Do not wait. Know that right away, if it is not good, it is not of God. If it's not good, it's not of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Repeat after me. If it's not good, it's not of God.
If it's not good, it's not of God.
Amen. Is that not clear? That is so crystal clear. If it's good, it's God. And if it's not good, it's not of God. That means we do not need to spend a second or an hour pondering it. We need to get it out. Remember, Jesus went to the cross to take all those forces of darkness and all that sickness and all the fears and all the pains. He took that upon himself so that he could give you the authority over it. And so he did that. And now when you speak words of faith and you receive Jesus into your heart and you speak those words of faith and say, I have those promises, you have the authority now over that sickness and you need to cast it out. Now, this happens a lot. There's resistance that's going to come against you a lot of times when you're walking with God. When you are speaking words of faith, the resistance will come, as I said, the minute you say, I am prosperous, God, woo, I've got prosperity, yes, then suddenly that bill is going to show up that was unexpected, and your whole bank account's going to be drained, and you find you're short for the month, and now you're going to start to go, well, maybe I'm not prosperous, oh my God, what has happened? And that's just forces of darkness trying to take away something that you have declared by faith. Do not let them do it. You rebuke it out of your life. You cast it out of your life. You don't start to go with it and talk about how cold you are. No! You start to talk about how much you have the heat of the Spirit of God and the power of God, and you begin to cast out that falsity. It happens a lot that the forces of darkness will try to take what you have. Why? Because they do not have nothing. And if you are walking with Jesus and walking in the promises of God, you are the people that have the favor, you have the authority, you have the birthright. That means you have everything and they have nothing, the forces of darkness. So where are they going to come? Are they going to come to somebody else in the world that has nothing, that's kind of struggling on their own and trying to get by on their own strength? No, because that person doesn't have anything. They're going to come to you and they're going to try to trick you and fool you into giving up what you've got, giving up your health, giving up your finances, giving up your favor and your goodness, giving up your great relationship. And you need to resist that because God has given you the authority to do that. Say amen to this.
Amen.
You need to resist it. Now, I went to a, I went to this event earlier in the week, and something interesting started to happen as I was getting ready for this event. I was putting on my shirt and getting all ready, and suddenly I started getting really hot, and I started sweating profusely. And it wasn't hot in the house a minute ago, but the minute I started getting ready for this event, I started getting really hot. And suddenly I could not pick out the right shirt. I was switching shirts like 10 times, putting on, and that's not me. That's, I know some people get ready like that, but that is not my character. I started feeling nervous. My neck started getting tight. It started to hurt. Suddenly I'm thinking, oh man, what's going on here? And I'm struggling so hard to get ready and try to get out of the house. And when I noticed this, I started realizing something is trying to come against me and prevent me from doing what God has assigned me to do. Something is trying to come and block my way. Now, I could just roll over and go back to bed and say, yeah, I guess I shouldn't go to this event, I guess, because God is trying to give me a signal to say it's not right to go. Or I could know that it's not good, it's not of God, and rebuke it and get it out of my life. And I texted Liza because she was out somewhere else. I texted her and I said, Liza, start to pray for me. I texted some words of faith also to her, saying that we have the power and the authority. We have the blessing. The way is open for us. And she began to pray where she was. And I began to pray where I was. And we began to believe God for the favor and the promises that he had given us. And guess what happened? I jumped in my car. And normally it takes about 45 minutes to an hour to get to the place where I was driving. And while we were praying that the way was open, I got there in 30 minutes. I got there really early. And now I had a chance to kind of hang around a little bit before I had to go in because I was too early. But see, God opened the way for me because that's what we were proclaiming. We were proclaiming the way is open. I didn't start talking about what the problem was. I didn't roll over for it and say, well, I guess God doesn't want me to go. I stood up and resisted it. We need to stand up and resist it because there are going to be forces to try to come against us and take away what God is giving us. This was a very important event. I met a lot of people. I handed out a lot of cards. I made a lot of connections. And that's what God wants me to do. He's been telling me, you need to go out and meet more people. But the minute I try to go out to meet more people, suddenly I have this feeling that I'm trying to get another idea. Well, maybe I shouldn't go out. It's too hard to go out. I'll just stay in. It's not going to matter. Nobody's going to notice if I don't go. But I didn't do that because I knew if it's not good, it's not God, you got to cast it out. Now, I have another client, another person who's on the Bible study call. And she's been asking for prosperity in her life, and we've been praying for prosperity in her life, and we've come together in believing for prosperity in her life on many occasions. And guess what? God answered the prayer. Amen. And so this girl suddenly has this great client who is extremely wealthy that comes to her and believes in her and gives her a huge assignment with an unlimited budget, meaning she can do whatever she wants and charge her, and the person's fine with that. That is prosperity coming into her life in a huge and big way. But know what happens when suddenly something of the promises of God try to manifest in our life? Suddenly she's bridged the gap. She's been speaking words of faith. We've been praying, believing that God has provided the prosperity. She's been saying, I have the prosperity. And now the prosperity begins to come in, and she actually sees it in front of her, and she actually sees it in her bank account. And then she starts to have something else coming in underneath that and trying to undermine it. The forces of darkness began to work on her and give her a bad attitude. They started gnawing away at her. Oh, this person's not very nice that you're working with. Oh, this person's a problem that you're working with. And pretty soon, these are the words that are coming out of her mouth. And pretty soon, she's talking to all these other people about a problem that this person is. This is the person that God opened the way to provide the prosperity. But you see, the resistance tries to come in to stop them. If they can get us speaking different words instead of words of faith, now we sabotage our own blessing. Suddenly she's talking about being ready to let this person go because they're just too hard to work with. The blessing that she so long asked for, she's ready to kick to the curb because something else has come into her. Fortunately, we began to talk to her the other day and pray with her and rebuke this stuff. We don't let this stuff stay on us a minute. We cast it out. We get rid of it, because if it's not good, it's not of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Think that time and time again. If it's not good, it's not of God. We got to know that God is love and that everything that God provided is about favor and blessing and health, and that he fulfilled all that through Jesus, meaning it's already been given to you. And now you speak the words of faith when you believe that. You say, yes, God, I take it. I have healing. I have prosperity. I have a great relationship. I have a wonderful life. I have blessing. Man, everywhere I go, I have favor. I get in first. Thank you, God. And so that's where we are. And if something else tries to come against us, if we start to feel sick or we start to feel afraid. See, I was feeling fear and anxiety when I was trying to go to this event. And I knew, wait a minute, that's not me. Now, years ago, when I was a young man and I'd go to events and parties and things like that, I would get anxious and nervous. I didn't have God with me then, and I was a nervous kind of guy. And so I would get really uptight and nervous about social situations. But I knew on this day, that's not me. And it's not God, because it's not good. Get out of here. We got to say the same thing. When Liza was praying for me in that in assistance, she began to notice also something started to come upon her. She started to be thinking about and seeing all these mistakes that she had made in her life. And it was she was starting to feel a little bit bad that, oh, gee, I messed up on that, and I messed up on this, and, oh, man, I just, you know, I was screwing up. And it was trying to make her feel bad. Again, trying to bring her down. She's ready to step into the blessing and do great things for God. And here the forces of darkness are trying to get her to believe something else about herself. But she caught it. And she said, not God, not good, not God.
Amen.
Amen. And she cast that out. She cast it out with the power and authority that she has. You have that same power and authority. You have the power and authority to resist the devil, to cast him out. As it said here, resist the devil and he will flee from you. If you start to believe, oh, I need to learn a lesson from this, now you're not resisting, you're embracing. You see the difference there? You want to resist and you want to get it out as fast as possible. And it doesn't matter how small the symptom is. It doesn't matter how small or insignificant it seems to be. If it's not in alignment with God and not in alignment with God's goodness, you get rid of it. You give it to Jesus right away. Remember, Jesus already took all that stuff. So he's standing and he's waiting and he's ready to receive it from you. You just need to recognize it and say, yeah, I don't want that. Jesus, take it. Thank you. Gone, gone, gone. Because it's not good. It's not of God.
Amen.
Amen. And we want to keep fighting. Now, in 1 Timothy 6:12, it talks about, this is what it says. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. That's the only fight that we have to fight. That's the only fight that we have to fight is the fight of faith. Because what we are doing there is we are struggling to stay and to have the promises that God has given us. We are holding on to those and we're not letting them go. You've got to hold on to the promises of God. When you speak the words of faith and said, I have healing, the first thing you're going to notice is something's going to start to come against you right away. Why is my back hurting? Man, it suddenly feels all stiff. Oh, man, I think I'm getting a cold or something. What's going on here? Right away, the minute you speak the words of faith, something tries to come and steal it away from you. Now, you could just let it go, but that's the fight you need to fight. Holding on to the promises of God in your life. Hold on to them with tenacity. Hold on to them with the power, strength, and authority that God has given you. Never let them go. Resist the stuff that is not good, that is not of God, that is of the darkness. Anything, fear, sickness, worry, anxiety, anything that tries to come against you that is not, we know those things are not of God. That is under the curse. And we are under God. And so anything that tries to come against us like that, we resist it and we say, no, 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 I'm holding on to this prosperity. I'm holding on to this promise and the words of faith that I have spoken. And I will not let it go. Say amen to that.
Amen.
It's very simple. As I talked about last week, just to recap, There's a space between where God fulfills the promises and we receive them. That space is filled by us speaking words of faith. And what that means is I say, I have health. Even if I don't see it in the physical. But remember, I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. I walk by the faith and belief in God. So I say, I have health. I have prosperity. And now as I say that, the gap gets bridged. And I do not let anything of the forces of darkness come and steal away my faith in God or my belief in God. I resist anything that is not good, and I hold on to the things that are good of God. I do not resist God, because some people quickly start to resist and fight against God. He wants to do something good in their life, and they stop it. No. I embrace God, and I hang on to what God has given me, and I continue to receive it and speak it into my life, and I thank God for it, and I praise Him for it, and I know it, and anytime something else comes against me, I use the authority and the power in Jesus' name to cast out darkness, to cast out sickness, to cast out falsity. Do you cast out stuff in your life? Have you been regularly casting out things that are not good in your life? Because Jesus said this is the power that you have. He sent His disciples out and they cast out demons and they cast out spirits and they cast out sickness. They brought healing upon people because they were resisting what was not good. You have to be very clear in your mind. If it's not good, it's not God.
Amen.
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 And then you know what to hang on to. You hang on to the faith. And now it begins to come into your life, and the gap between God already having given and you receiving is closed. And now you have the life and the blessing and the favor that God promised you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.